Honicha, it's good without this rayon. Leman diomav nefesh, a kohen gadol loizav nefesh a kohen edit. The avnet of the kohen gadol that had klayim. But if you learn the avnet that the garment of the kohen edit wore the oyer was not the same thing, then there's no proof. But then it was not made from klayim, then it could be there's no proof. Maybe he wasn't allowed to put it underneath his head. But Ella, but Leman diomav holds. Avnetosh Kohen Hedid, the avnet the Kohen Hedid used to wear, is there avnetosh Kohen Gadol? That is the same avnet that the Kohen Gadol wears. Is so it made from klayim, ma'ikel meima. How is it possible to say here the klayim used to put underneath the heads to use it for a pillow? Even if you want to say there'd be a heter of having her north from the big dekuna, but there's klayim involved. So Moshe says, "What so what? The Chitan Hedid told me klayim baliyah levishu the yos. Maybe it's only yosah to wear klayim." Or throw it on top of you, like a top coat. But maybe a lot of climb underneath you, and just lying on top of it, maybe there's no issa. So Moshe says, no, but Tanya will learn like this. And the Pasuk says, lo yal lo lech, you can't put on top of you climb, avolata matia techtecha, you will not put underneath you. So we see clearly by climb with Darshan, that it says, lo yal lo lech, you're not allowed to put on top of you, but underneath you are allowed to. Much from the rice, so you'll let it just sit. Or lie on top of klayim. But it says clearly, Omer Chachomer, but Midrabanan does, Chachomer said, also lasses came, Midrabanan says even to lie on top of klayim. Why? Shema tichlech neim achas abasov, there's a gzera, maybe one string will roll around your finger, and that will be called like a levish, you have enough, and that will be yosa. So you see, and not allowed even lie on top of klayim either. So, the chitter maybe still not lends you here. The mastic midi, maybe here what did was they put it underneath the heads. Maybe they put a sheet on top of it. So you won't have the xera now, that maybe you roll a string will roll around your body. Mara says, no, Rabbana made a way to look here. I have Omer Reb Shimon, Omer Reb Yishur Ben Levi, Omer Reb Yosi Ben Shol, Mishon Kala Kadisha Shev Yishlayim, that Alochari is Afilu Esa Mitzoy Zu Agabizu. Even if you have 10 blankets, one on top of another, or klayim tachtem, and you have klayim underneath it, also lishna lehm, you're not allowed to lean on top of it, you're not allowed to sleep on top of it. We still have the gzeirah, maybe you'll move them all away, and you'll be korech around the string. So, what's the pshat over here? That they put the head, that they put it underneath the head, how could they sleep on klayim? It's also, elishramin, here it's a good proof that the pshat for the Mishnah was, it means neged roshayim. It just means they put the big dekuna next to the head, but not underneath it. He boys are not telling us that he could be no, that there's no proof from here. But I tell you, be oisan shalem klein, and if not me, who said that the gaf made the gartel they put under the head? Maybe that one begged the tackle they put on the side. Maybe when the Mishnah says he folded up his begotten and put it underneath his head, maybe it really means under his head, and it means it's under the begotten. The hat and the jacket, maybe that he put under his head. Because that has no klein. The kids of this alone, there wouldn't be a proof. Ravashi says, Ravashi Omar, big day kuna koshnim. He gives another terence. That a chal, there's no proof from klayim altogether. Because big day kuna, since they're hard, they're koshnim, and they're made from hard material, it's mutter to lie on top of. The Yomar Rav Huna Bredi Mishua, who namta, this type of material namta, gamda, which is very hard, the nourish that comes from the place called nourish, Sharia, he owes you a lot of sit on top of it, lean on top of it. So therefore that's the heter. Therefore again you have no proof here. The big day kuna, there's no way to climb on it, because since it's a hard, because it's made from hard material, Rashi says they used to fold over the strings a lot, so it's made from very hard material, therefore there's no way to climb altogether. But this hard fabric that came from Nourish, he owes there's no way to climb. Therefore we have no proof in our mission about this part of climb. We said anyway, al tehuchas climate, al tehuchas big dekuna, it could be it's also to have a no frame, and the Mishnah just leaves on the side. In parentheses, we have the Atoshima. It says, big dekuna hayoitzim bem lemedina, whoever wears his begotten outside the base migdash in Yerushalayim, also not allowed to. Or the migdash, but in the base migdash, bein b'shas avoida, bein shle b'shas avoida. Mutter, you are allowed to wear the begotten there, you can walk with the begotten in the base migdash. If they should big day kuna little henness then, because you'll have to have a no from the basin from the begotten. Shramina, that's a good proof. So according to this, it could be if the begotten were not klayim, you'd be allowed to put the begotten underneath your head for a pillow. It's mutter to have a no from it in the basin midish. For the more of a medina loy means outside the midish no, We're telling you about this, that the Chof Aleph Boy, 21st day, Yom Har Grizim, that's the day of Har Grizim, where the Mitzvah, you don't want to say a Hespid in this day, on this 21st day, you can't say a Spadim over then, you can't say a Spadim there, when it's fit behind. The Knesset Biyom, it says in Yuma, that what Perik Bola Kohen Gadol Korov, Ad and Hogum over there, Adi Boy Yisema, who will him be the Kuna? The Boy Yisema, it's Asa Zashem, Afer Yotar Afecha. So I call upon him, it's most cash of Medina Law, here it says, the Chof Ala Boy Biyom had reason, and it says there what, that Bola Kohen Gadol Kohen Gadol used to come Korov near it. So this was outside the Beis Hamikdash. So you see, the Kohen Gadol used to come outside the Beis Hamikdash with his Begadim. So one terrace was, it just means they ruined him a bit, they were fit, but not that they really weren't. The other terrace says, Anachnam is a new thing of Hefeiru Sarasecha. There's a special new heter over there, Mishum Hefeiru Sarasecha, they were not to do this. Anachnam, really, they would not do this. Yeah. Alright. So that's Machlokes. If he did come out or not come out there, where they really wore his begadim or not, it's Machlokes. Even if he did, there's a special letter, Eis Lassas Lashem. Now it says the Mishnah Ira Keri Biechud Mihem, if one of the Kohanim saw Keri came to me, so he used to go out to go to the base of Mikvah. To the Mikvah. So this is Mesalim Rabbi Yechus Rayat Rabbi Yechun and the Yomar Mechilos Leniskachu, that these tunnels underneath had no Kedusha to it. And therefore, Bar Keri, Mishdalech Lus Lashne Machnes, so Bar Keri, like, even though he's supposed to be outside the two Machnes, like he's not supposed to be in Hegdish, he's not to walk through these Mechilos, these tunnels underneath, because these tunnels underneath have no Kedusha. Some say the word Shnei Machnes was taken out. Now it says, Bar Neiros Dolkin Kalakan, there were Neiros lit both places, both sides. Must have, now what happened once here, we have Safra, have the Yosef Beis HaKisei. We have Safra was one sitting in this Beis HaKisei, happened to be, was one sitting in the Beis HaKisei. And what happened was, also Rabba came, Nochalei, and he like coughed on the outside to see if anybody was inside or not. So Omalei, when Safra heard him on the outside, he told him, Layomar, come inside. So what happened was, Boston and Norfolk, after they both came out, Omalei Rababa. So Rababa like said to Rav Safron, Akochok lo salikos lisoya, you didn't get to the parish of a sorrow, a young he goat, is gomar to middle of the soil and you're acting like one. In other words, Lav Hokitna didn't learn in our Mishnah that Motzanol, if you find the Vesakisa to be locked, is Biyadua Shiyeshamad, you know somebody's there. Meaning to say, Lemaymod le mi boila le mail, that when somebody's inside, you're not supposed to go in there. So how come you were Safra told me to come in when you were in there? And the Gemara says, for Rav Safra held on that Duma Mesukenu, maybe you'll be in a Sakona if he has to go and he doesn't go. Could it time like we learned? Rav Shimon Ganu Leimer, Omot HaChoyze, like if you have to go and let out some waste, is and you hold it in, is maybe a Sodom Adai HaDroikin brings you this sickness called a Droikin. And still not because you have to let out some urine and you hold it in, is maybe a sort of day urekin, that brings a day urekin. So kids, that's why I let him come in even though, he was in there already. Omele Rav Lechia Brei, Rav said to his son Lechia, Mer says, and Vechain Omele Rav Hun on the Rabba Brei, the same thing Rav Hun also told his son Rabba, that Choshech Tokim means by night time, fix yourself, means go to the Beit Kisi at night. Tikkun Afshecha, the Kodim Tikkun Afshecha, and early in the morning when you get up also fix yourself, go to the Beis Kisei then. At that time nobody's around, and go to the Beis Kisei outside, right near your house. Kihechid Le'sarchik, you'd not have to go far away. Now if you first go to the Beis Kisei by daytime, and those that go out in the field, they have to go far away where nobody could see you. Another thing he told them was, when you go to the Beis Kisei, Tuv, first sit down, the goalie, uncover yourself, then kisi, cover yourself, come, then get up, be a tsunua when you go to the Beis Kisei. Shotif, v'shosei, before you drink water, first wash off the cup, then shotif, v'yachis, after you finish drinking, wash off the cup again, and then put it down. Okay, shotif, shoyis, semayim, and drink water, shoyifach meyem, spill off, after you finish drinking, you want to give it to somebody else, spill off some water, as if to like clean off that spot where you drank from. The Yachakach, and afterwards, Tehle Talmidcha, then give it to your Talmud to drink. Kidatanya, like we learned, La Yishto de Maya, a person should not drink wine, Vita La Talmid, and give the leftover to his Talmud, and then came Shafakumiam, unless he spilled off some water first, like the clean off the rim of the cup. Omaisa once happened, Beyechva, one person, Shashosa Mayim, he drank water, La Shafakumiam, he did not spill off. Venosnath, and he gave it to his Talmud, Talmidai, Beyechva, Talmud, that Talmud Istanisfai was an Istanis. He didn't want to drink water because of that, because the Rebbe gave it to him without washing off the cup first. What happened was, Umeis put some, the person died in hunger and thirst. His Beis is sure, at that time, Amr was sent over at the bottom of the Kotel like, and said that, Lo Yishtu Adin, my person should not drink wine, Vizin the Talmud, to give to his Talmud to drink, and then came Shafach Mem, until first he poured off some water, as if to wipe off the rim, wash off the rim. Ravashi says, Nahukach, therefore, Hai Talmud, this Talmud, the student, Teshofech Kaimi Rabbi, and let's say his Rebbe gives him to drink, and he spills off some water in front of his Rebbe, let's pay Mishomach Kirus, there's nothing wrong, it's not called like you act like a chutzpah in front of your Rebbe. Like, since your Rebbe was supposed to do it first, if he didn't do it, there's nothing wrong if you do it. Kol Mili, but anything else, Loitif Loit Biapi Rab, who should not spit out in front of your Rebbe. Any type of saliva, anytime you have something in your mouth, you should not spit it out, but rather swallow it, bar excluding mikrov, eating pumpkin, and that gives some saliva in your mouth. Or else with dice, it's a type of cereal, the kaftile shalaver dummy, it's like a piece of lead. You need to say that's very harmful if you swallow that saliva. If you have this type of saliva in your mouth, on this you'd be allowed to spit it out, even though you're in front of your Rebbe. What comes out eating a pumpkin or a leek, that you let it spill out, because otherwise, like molded lead, it's not healthy. It's not also learned over there, Mishneh Midos, that Ish Harabayis, the person who was in charge of the Harabayis, Hoyamachsua Kol Mishmer Mishmer, we go around checking every Mishmer, every watchman. The Avuka is Lucas of one of he had a torch lit in front of him. For Kol Mishmer Shenim, or any Mishmer that would not stand up for him, the Yomla and say Ish Harabayis.